Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Monday, April 15th. Kincardine Council has decided to maintain the status quo when it comes to mobility scooters and bike lanes. That means mobility scooters are not allowed to use bike lanes within the municipality because of safety concerns. Adam Weiser, Director of Infrastructure and Development, says, according to the Highway Traffic Act, mobility scooters are defined as pedestrians and should therefore use sidewalks when available.
Generally speaking, a mobility scooter for accessibility purposes is generally traveling at a much slower rate of speed than a vehicular traffic within your highway corridor.
Councillor Beth Blackwell noted during discussion that all was not lost for mobility scooter-friendly paths, saying that within the municipality's master plan, there are recommendations for multi-use paths separate from traffic. Saugeen Shores is looking for public input as it develops an urban tree canopy plan. They say the process will review the existing tree canopy with an aim of protecting the natural environment for future generations, and it will come up with tree planting programs. It will also include the development of a tree cutting bylaw to protect and manage trees on private lands. A public meeting is set to be held in early May. It will include a presentation and an opportunity for public input. You can also share your thoughts online on the town's Engage Saugeen Shores section of its website. The 28th annual Holstein Maple Fest was held over the weekend at Love's Sugar Bush. A wide variety of activities, including the making of maple syrup, were part of the annual showcase. Ray Love owns the property where Maple Fest is held on a yearly basis, and he says this was a solid year for producing syrup.
Much better season than last year. Last year about a 60% crop, this year about an 80% crop.
The Love Farm on Gray Road 109 is the site for the annual Holstein Maple Fest. Economists are expecting an increase in taxes when tomorrow's federal budget is proposed. An official with the Business Council of Canada says more than $38 billion in new commitments have been announced by Ottawa in recent weeks. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says the government will not raise taxes on the middle class. That's a look at news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Just 4 days left in the NHL's regular season, and four teams still have a shot at the second wild card in the East. Leafs could find out their first round opponent tonight. If Boston wins, the Leafs will play Florida. Canada beat the United States in overtime to win gold at the Women's World Hockey Championship. Daniel Sardakny got the winner. Blue Jays shut out Colorado. Jose Barrios was terrific again. Seven strikeouts in seven innings of work. The Jays host the Yankees tonight. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters for the second time in 3 years. It was a fairly stress-free four-shot victory. Corey Connors was the top Canadian, tied for 38th. And the Raptors' 29th season came to an end. They lost in Miami and finished the season with just 25 wins. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Jaden French scored twice to lift the Alliston Hornets to a 2-1 win over the Hanover Barons in Game 3 of the North Conference Final. Hanover leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is Wednesday at the P&H Centre. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. REMAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. Mainly sunny today with some fog patches this morning, a high around 11 degrees. Clear tonight, a low of 0. Sunshine tomorrow and a high of 11. Showers on Wednesday and a high of 7. Right now it's 2 degrees in Tobermory, 4 in Walkerton, and it's 4 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.